Okay, I'm recording because I just wrote New York. You can't, you don't scare me. Record. Because they didn't let somebody take the stand and love it because he had a prior and they're known for lying. Okay, well, he said something about Mexico and it had nothing to do with Mexico. Well, over here, they try to program it relevant in a city where they're racist and they hate the army. And domino effect, they're all lying. You're a criminal. Your boss is a faggot. It's on camera. Show the camera. I didn't, I'm not anything to them. Of every wrongfully convicted veteran was in prison, and my battle buddy Sia for shame. He went to prison too. And just like me, when he got there, he went, they picked on him, but then he left with all black people. We just know who's the better people. We know who the better people are. So it gets worse that, Yeah, right. Of all the people in the prison system, by far your bottom feeder is Mexican. Because us two are special. At feeling, reading people. And he left. Just like they picked on him, he said they told him to sleep with one eye open. They told me to kill myself. And I left with all black girls, and he left with all black men. Interesting how last resort, you want to force your way, just like the pedophiles you are. And he's PSYOPs and I'm civil affairs. And they're trying to make me seem weak. Guess who's the weakest link? Mexican. You can't change anything. And that's what you wanted to do is force it. And then diagnose or lie about being wanted or claim that sex is needed, like love is not better. Something you don't get from me because I date probation. And because, my ex-boyfriend, he'll compliment me. It doesn't mean I get ha I already know. I'm still trying to brainwash something for San Antonio TJ. I said, Nettles, be black. I don't know what you were doing or if you thought you could ruin me or everybody. And I'm looking for an attorney. I'm going to find one. I'm off the next day. I'm writing down 10 and I'm gonna go to your office. You think I'm playing? Because I have everything without all you. You can't entice me or control your way or think you're gonna be able to make it look like I'm lying or I'm crazy. Because I'm like Rashay, because we still have, I still have all my battle buddies, but I have thousands of targeted individuals. The real game soccer and 900 pictures. You literally the dumbest city in the world because prostitutes, nope. You're Mexican, swamp rats, you help, don't have a voice for a reason. They don't get the first impressions, they don't get love. And whenever they contact you, oh no. And they're like, they're gonna kill you, they're gonna make her hang herself. Because I don't have to lie. And you, are known for being corrupt. So you can't feel set up. I'm just alive and you hate it. Because you're not shit. You're gonna suffer one day. Because you don't kill the innocent. You don't even gang stalk them. And you did that. My stepmother and her son's dead in Bexar County Jail. Needles in his head, through his eyes. Because of the technology. No, you don't understand. I don't need an image, a hologram of any of your tribe because they like you. That's what I got you for. I don't entertain them. So I'm going to put in an appeal. Should I put it in there to the judge? You want me to tell how dumb TDCJ is from here to Washington? Because you might try to cover it up now and brainwash something different. There's no profile for you now. No crime watch. There's no association affiliation. There never was. There's no labeling any woman in the Army. Whatever her projections might have been. Like Amber Causey. And then rehabilitating. But you did that wanting to kill. Because you like killing people here. Out of all races. But my friends are dead. And my judge. And then you like thinking, you know, we're weak. I even wrote the FBI. And right when I write the FBI, they do that to me again. I'm not shit to your swamp rats. Every city everywhere will laugh. You're trash. I'm not shit to you. You know, I don't talk to bum. I don't talk to trash. You put my social in New York in 2015. Somebody went to the hospital and used my social. I'm in prison watching how all of them like to take advantage. I told Adrian, stop writing me. If somebody contacts you, I'll find you. Because they like stealing mail. They're talking about stealing each other's boyfriends and man. And they got bold prostitutes, bold fags who think they're bold, threatening barons. And, you know, prostitutes in prison too, same boyfriend, same. And then I find everything. You aren't wanted and at all to try to ruin me for prostitutes and gang members. That's interesting that you thought you were going to have a story about me wanting you. But people who know me, I don't care for you. And you're like bottom of the barrel trash, Bexar County. Of all the places who thought they could convince. Good luck. Or not even about being a mistress or a girl. I don't want you. At all. So you like killing weak, you know, you like killing innocent people. Because in prison, you know, they're arrogant. They ain't everything out loud and they never yet. I read their eyes. I read everything. Because when you think you take advantage of me. You hear my mouth? It's still pumping because they're audio. You don't want the truth to come out. Every innocence project, I'll tell them. My Innocence Project, I wrote them. They started, now that I didn't realize, it seems like killing people. Because I'm studying so hard and I will get an attorney. These are dumb people in Texas. They got arrogant. Government technology used in the prison, turned on. And they're jumping like Mario in the middle, guilty as charged, arrogant. Like the attorney that said I committed a homicide in the Army. That's like murder. That's a serious allegation there. I wonder who said it. Mm. And the whole Mexican thing, you're not gonna get from me. So you don't get anything. Huh. No, I've never been. I didn't grow up here on it. I've never heard anywhere else people talk trash the way like the swamp does here. Ever. You're not invited to Lubbock. Stay out. I don't want anybody in Lubbock talking like that. No way. Nah, they tried to do this, and soldiers die, like how they kill, in Mexico. And I told the Washington Post because I just knew. I started looking into everything, and I told the Washington Post, like this Kilroy, like the way they killed him because he's an influential white, intelligent person. Well, now years later, I found my best friend passed away, my instructor and my judge. And now, since things have changed in the world, DDCJ, you're worthless. Literally, you don't ever hurt the army. Because I'm innocent, or think you're gonna brainwash me. The thing about you and me, I can prove it because of the extent of damage in my eyes that has been documented. Because unlike others, I won't lie for you. It's not for Mexico lies, because Tom Brummett, how my roommate said, she packed her bags and went to Mexico. Okay, yeah, no. And that wasn't a conspiracy theory. That's because he's more Mexican than I. His boyfriend was black though. And I just know that they start trying to program up. What? Get away from me. Like I can't even have a random conversation because a random swamp is saying what? No. No. So it's like, Bexar County thought they were gonna be special because they showed up to my work. Everybody. And I just didn't really look at any of them. I'm observing, one standing by the table. He's not drinking, but he's just standing there observing me, observing him. One on my right, red hair, curly, looks like an investigator, maybe undercover. A white one at the bar. I look at him, he's pouring cocaine in his hand by the bar. And then the Mexican cop asked me, where is it at? And I said, right by the bar, right where. He's like, oh. They asked me, cop comes up to me, can I buy you a drink? Yeah, no. I'm not entertained by you like these trash are. Thank you very much. When you show up to exploit me, and because, one passed by. And I know that it was them, and because as soon as I was gonna say something, because I wanted to, but I didn't, because you don't direct sexual exploitation at me. That doesn't happen anywhere. Because who are you? Well, she passed by a Mexican lady, and I wanted to hit her, but why do you? Is this why you told me stand right here in the front where everybody can see you, so you publicly participated in the exploitation of a veteran who's a rape victim in front of everybody because you were told to them that I don't talk about, because in prison I said no to all that crap. That's, hear it? I know. They wanted to make certain other people look strong or handsome. Oh, I saw the swamper. I get there. I quit. I quit. Yeah, no, I don't. You don't convince me of anything. They're gross people. They're ugly. I don't look at them thinking, oh, that means Bexar County and them. Yeah, they thought they were gonna win and they were gonna play a game. Oh, I hate black men. Aren't you stupid? Just like Willie Sawartha thought she was going to have a friend in me? No. You thought you brainwashed me? No. Wow. Texas is the dumbest state in the world. Because if you cop showed up with gamers, and I don't hang out with, I don't want to know them. Because I just don't, I don't want to know them. The cop approached me, showed a detective. All the ones in the bathroom when I went in there were cops. It was just a bunch of cops. You know, he held his ID at his crotch, that of a rape victim who said no to what happened in prison. Yeah. You didn't do that to me. Because, you know, even like the young one in police academy, because he said somebody saved him, right? From a life, you know, crime or something. He's talking to me, and I'm like, do you know psychology? Because he's talking very sexual, as if it's going to be like, oh, he's, no. He would be more handsome if you stopped. Smile. Because you sound stupid. Shut up. No, no. I'm just saying, those games that y'all play here, because I've heard about your high school games in the police department. And, you know, I don't know. Image. You don't have to talk that way to me. I don't need it to feel hit on or liked. Or I don't bat my eyes. That's what that means. Like, they start talking sexual. I don't need that.
Oh, really?
Then they go from kind of looking at me. I don't want that. I'm not the attention whore, all of San Antonio is. That's why I want to go to trial. You try to ruin my life already. I mean, TDCJ, I'm not worried. What you have to say? The Hernandezes came all over here. They thought I was going to take an advantage. You know, I guess it's a job. I'm not your people, though. And, you know, she came to see me face to face. You want to get that close? Because, you know, I'm studying now. And these people are not that innocent. You give them a little attention, you were not innocent. Oh, I need attention? No. No, they're doing this because I'm snitching on you. Oh, New York. This is how stupid they're gonna get. They wanted attention for a family drunk in a bar, fighting versus a soldier at home. Interesting how, no matter what you do, you can't program me the way you want it. Just like in prison, they weren't. And it never will, and there's no habitual reaction. This all sounds like babble until, you know, I find the web at UE. And then I watched the wine beers. You thought you were going to humiliate me, shame me, and I was going to commit suicide, and you were going to brainwash my daughter to her stepmom. And she was going to forget me because she couldn't even say I love you because she was stuttering and you're controlling her dog. You people are stupid because you're not worth being around my daughter. Like, you're not worth being around my, or like, you're not even worth being around kids. The things that you turn into prison. But you fail to understand, so everybody can hear it. There are people in San Antonio that don't deserve to live. They're the reason your kids are being human trafficked because of the mouth they have is so foul for people that don't want them. And they'll do anything a cop says. They'll lie, they'll snitch, they'll change the name, they'll go look at they're trash. They're Mexican gay member. All right, and they're the females too. The little lesbians are the ones with long hair, black hair. They think they're special. But they work with corrupt cops to kill, you know, and lie about veterans. You're not the shit to me. Never were. I can't be that person who gives a compliment or a lie for a teacher. I'm sitting here at work and you think that you can target me from this facility, but you know, I'm not a cop. And you're not gonna be have excuses for the things that have occurred, like at home. Where you try to program to have a story is not gonna work, because you know, Zane will tell me my head hurts. Oh yeah. It's the government. You wanted him to seem like something he's not. Bexar County wanted a story. And I got one for about you. But you're so comfortable in a badge that nobody will believe me. I got petitions people are willing to sign. Because they can hear this going on in my face and my jaw in public. And they're right, you don't deserve that. Because, you know, I wrote the Innocence Project where officer, you know, people are taking my mail. I wrote grievances I never got back. That means you're holding everything. Yeah. You're stupid trying to do something to me. Because I'm looking for an attorney. I guess there's much I can do from here. They try to preoccupy my time as if they can force me to torture so I don't find one. They wanted me to die. My daughter said, you know, she's interested in knowing what's going on with my teeth. And I told her this is technology, a torture tactic that they sometimes want to lead to suicide or murder. Should I have to tell my daughter that? And you're brainwashing her to forget? Like it doesn't mean anything? Instead of her saying, oh, mommy, I don't want that to happen. You're taking her emotions. And I know it because when I'm outside of their house, because you're right, I show up. If you don't like me, fight me. And I take my phone. I record him coming out. As soon as I go to record, they zap the phone. A brand new phone. All I need is a new screen. Pictures, recorded for all, and I still have it. Because you're right, I'm going to show up. That's my daughter. And then when she called me, she was like, how did you find us? What do you mean? You were hiding my child? Like a sociopath, narcissistic stepmom? I wonder why. Oh, yeah, nice face. No. Audio. Trying to make Lubbock look like something. I don't talk about my author. I don't even gossip. And I call them mine because you're right. They wanted to compare special treatment. There's no comparison. Because what y'all trash are over here, the ones from Bexar County, TC, they're trash all over the jail. All of them. The one you're staring at, you know, where you earn what your lips. And they're gang members and your officer. And the other one's Joe, prostitute, you know, heroin addict. What's the other one? Hepatitis C, heroin addict, prostitute. You know, she's racist, but she has black sugar daddy. The faggot that's not wanted, but swears that it was just good whenever I'm taking medication and I'm numb. So what you thought was good is not real. And then, you know, Lisa at the end, who thought she was gonna make me a, that she thought would be her friend. And she was mad when I left. Staring at me like, what? What? Because now, me and Lisa said what? And, yeah. I told them not to touch me. And they did. And you can ask every officer. You know, if that's what you're looking for, is not me. And they wanted me at sexual game. Oh, no. Oh, you want me to ask me for tages? Nuh-uh. I am studying hard and hard. And I still make mistakes. But nowhere where you fit in. I don't know. Oh, what you were told from who, what, where. I listened as much as I could when I could, even when you thought I wasn't. So, yeah, when you said little things, it gives me a hint of where it came from. And, yeah, no, I don't want to have sex with a slop officer. Just because you have colored eyes, oh, well, y'all are stupid. Because people who know the system and know me, and this person, they tried to look strong, like they're, you know, as a football player, I like the New Orleans Saints. He's black with dreads. And these people get a little help sometimes. I get a little gain. And, you know, I'm not the one to pick. And I'm not, I don't want a faggot. You're not even thought of at all. They think they're a secret society. You're a secret society, a human centipede now. You and San Antonio. Because that's the only ones you could touch. You can't touch me. Oh, nasty. And she told me to smile. And I'm not smiling. It's gross. I know, and I told the officer in his face, I know what you're doing here. He just walked away from me. Nothing works at the Swamp City. Anywhere, you're dumb. You came up with some exaggerated lies. It all caught up with you. Now you're a bunch of man-hating lesbian Gumby sluts. But that's all you really are. It's not like you have a brain. The little things that you do, it's not like anybody cares. Nobody's cared your whole life. I'm the last one you would want to expect, because I don't, especially. I've had a lifetime of experience. You're not going to be it. I'm not teaching dumb Mexicans anything. I don't know what you thought made you special, but from the looks of the way you are, you're batting your sexual eyes at me. And no, I don't do that. I remember boot camp, and I have my pictures, and you know, I know better. Okay, I'm recording because I just wrote New York. You know, you can't. You don't scare me, of course, because they didn't let somebody take the stand and love it because he had a prior, and they're known for lying. Okay, well, he said something about Mexico, and it had nothing to do with Mexico. Well, over here, they try to program it relevant in a city where they're racist and they hate the army. And domino effect, they're all lying. You're a criminal. Your boss is right. It's on camera. Show the camera. I didn't. I'm not anything to them. Every wrongfully convicted veteran was in prison, and my battle buddy Sia for shame. He went to prison too. And just like me, you know, when he got there, he went. It, you know, they picked on him, but then he left with all black people. We just know who's the better people. We know who the better people are. So it gets worse that, you know. Yeah, right. Of all the people in the prison system, by far, your bottom feeder is Mexican. Mexican. Because us two are special. At feeling, you know, reading people. And he left. Just like they picked on him, he said, they told him to sleep with one eye open. They told me to kill myself. And I love all black girls, and he loves all black men. Interesting. How last resort, you want to force your way, just like the pedophiles you are. And he's PSYOPs, and I'm civil affairs. And they're trying to make me seem weak. Guess who's the weakest link? Mexican. You can't change anything. And that's what you wanted to do, is force it. And then diagnose or lie about being wanted or claim that sex is needed, like love is not better. Something you don't get from me because I date Barisha. And because, you know, my ex-boyfriend will compliment me. It doesn't mean I get, I already know. I'm still trying to brainwash something for San Antonio and TJ. That's why I said, Nettles, be black. I don't know what you were doing, or if you thought you could ruin me or everybody. And I'm looking for an attorney. I'm going to find one. I'm off the next day. I'm writing down 10, and I'm going to go to your office. You think I'm playing? Because I have everything without all you. You can't entice me or control your way. I think you're going to be able to make it look like I'm lying or I'm crazy. Because I'm like Rache. Because we still have, I still have all my battle buddies. But I have thousands of targeted individuals. The real game soccer. And 900 pictures. You literally, the dumbest city in the world. Because prostitutes, nope. You're Mexican. Swamp rats, you help. Don't have a voice for a reason. They don't get the first impressions. They don't get love. And whenever they contact you, no. And they're like, they're going to kill you. They're going to make her hang herself. Because I don't have to lie. And you are known for being correct. So you can't feel set up. I'm just alive and you hate it. Because you're not shit. You're gonna suffer one day. Because you don't kill the innocent. You don't even gang stalk them. And you did that. My stepmother and her son's dead in Bexar County Jail. Needles in his head, through his eyes. Because of technology. No, you don't understand. I don't need an image, a hologram of any of your track because they like you. That's what I got you for. I don't entertain them. So I'm going to put in an appeal. Should I put it in there to the judge? You want me to tell how dumb TDCJ is from here to Washington? Because you might try to cover it up now and brainwash something different. There's no profile for you now. No crime watch. There's no association affiliation. There never was. There's no labeling any woman in the Army. Whatever her projections might have been. Like Amber Causey. And then rehabilitating. But you did that wanting to kill. Because you like killing people here. Out of all races. But my friends are dead. And my judge. And then you like thinking, you know, we're weak. I even wrote the FBI. And right when I write the FBI, they do that to me again. I'm not shit to your swamp rats. Every city everywhere will laugh. You're trash. I'm not shit to you. You know, I don't talk to bums. I don't talk to trash. You put my social in New York in 2015. Somebody went to the hospital and used my social. I'm in prison watching how all of them like to take advantage. I told Adrian, stop writing me. If somebody contacts you, I'll find you. Because they like stealing mail. They're talking about stealing each other's boyfriends and man. And they got bold prostitutes. Bold fags who think they're bold. Threatening barons. And, you know, prostitutes in prison too, same boyfriend's name. And then I find everything. You aren't wanted and at all to try to ruin me for prostitutes and gang members. That's interesting that you thought you were going to have a story about me wanting you. But people who know me, I don't care for you. And you're like bottom of the barrel trash, Bear County. Of all the places who thought they could convince. Good luck. Or not even about being a mistress or a girl. I don't want you. At all. So you like killing weak, you like killing innocent people. Because in prison, you know, they're arrogant. They eat everything out loud and they never react. I read their eyes. I read everything. Because when you think you take advantage of me. You hear my mouth? It's still pumping because of the audio. You don't want the truth to come out. Every Innocence Project, I'll tell them. My Innocence Project, I wrote them. They started, now that I didn't realize, it seems like killing people. Because I'm studying so hard and I will get an attorney. These are dumb people in Texas. They got arrogant. Government technology used in the prison, turned on, and they're jumping like Mario in the middle, guilty as charged. Arrogant. Like the attorney that said I committed a homicide in the army. That's like murder. That's a serious allegation there. I wonder who said it. And the whole Mexican thing, you're not going to get from me. So you don't get anything. Huh. No. I've never been. I didn't grow up here on it. I've never heard anywhere else people talk trash the way, like the swamp does. Ever. You're not invited to Lubbock. Stay out. I don't want anybody in Lubbock talking like that. No one. Nah. They tried to do this, and you know, soldiers die, like you know how they kill, you know, in Mexico. And I told the Washington Post because I just knew. I started looking into everything. And I told the Washington Post, like, you know, this Kilroy, like the way they killed him, because he's an influential white, intelligent person. Well, you know, now, years later, I found my best friend passed away, my instructor, and my judge. And now, since, you know, things have changed in the world. You know, TDCJ, you're worthless. Literally, you don't ever hurt the army. Because I'm innocent. I think you're going to brainwash me. The thing about you and me, I can prove it because of the extent of damage in my eyes that has been documented. Because unlike others, I won't lie for you. And it's not for Mexico. Lies, because Tom Brummett, how my roommate said, she packed her bags and went to Mexico. Okay, yeah, no. And that wasn't a conspiracy theory. That's because he's more Mexican than I. His boyfriend was black, though. And I just know that they start trying to program them. What? Get away from me. Like, I can't even have a random conversation because a random swamp is saying, what? No. No. So it's like, you know, Bexar County thought they were going to be special because they showed up to my work. Everybody. And I just didn't really look at any of them. I'm observing, you know, one standing by the table. He's not drinking, but he's just standing there observing me, observing him. One on my right, red hair, curly. Looks like an investigator, maybe undercover. A white one at the bar. I look at him. He's pouring cocaine in his hand by the bar. And then the Mexican cop asked me, you know, where is it at? And I said, right by the bar, right where he's like, oh. They asked me, you know, cop comes up to me, can I buy you a drink? Yeah, no. I'm not entertained by you like these trash are. Thank you very much. When you show up to exploit me, and because, you know, one passed by, and, you know, I know that it was them, and because, you know, as soon as I was going to say something, cause I wanted to, but I didn't. Because you don't direct sexual exploitation at me. That doesn't happen anywhere. Because who are you? Well, she passed by a Mexican lady, and I wanted to hit her. But, you know, is this why you told me stand right here in the front where everybody can see you so you publicly participated in the exploitation of a veteran who's a rape victim? In front of everybody, because you were told to them that I don't talk about, because in prison, I said no to all that crap. That's, you hear it? I know. They wanted to make certain other people look strong or handsome. Ooh, I saw the swamper, I get there, I quit. No, I don't. You don't convince me of anything. They're gross people. They're ugly. I don't look at them thinking, oh, something Bexar County and them. Yeah, they thought they were going to win and they were going to play a game. Ugh. I hate black men. Aren't you stupid? Just like Holy Suwartha thought she was going to have a friend in me? No. You thought you brainwashed me? No. Wow. Texas is the dumbest state in the world. Because if you cop showed up with gamers, and I don't hang out with, I don't want to know them. Because I just don't, I don't want to know them. The cop approached me, showed a detective. All of the ones in the bathroom when I went in there were cops. It was just a bunch of cops. You know, he held his ID at his crotch, that of a rape victim. We said no to what happened in prison. Yeah. You shouldn't do that to me. Because, you know, even like the young one in police academy, because he said somebody saved him, right? From a life, you know, crime or something. He went, he's talking to me, and I'm like, do you know psychology? Because he's talking very sexual, as if it's going to be like, oh, he's nah. He would be more handsome if you stopped smiling. Because you sound stupid. Shut up. No, no. I'm just saying, those games that y'all play here, because I've heard about your high school games in the police department. And, you know, I don't know. Image, you don't have to talk that way to me. I don't need it to feel hit on or like, or I don't bat my eyes. That's what that means. Like, they start talking sexual. I don't need that.
Oh, really?
Then they go from kind of looking at me. I don't want that. I'm not the attention whore all of San Antonio. And that's why I'm going to go to trial. You try to ruin my life already. TDCJ, I'm not worried. What you have to say. The Hernandezes came all over here. They thought I was going to take an advantage. You know, I guess it's a job. I'm not your people, though. And, you know, she came to see me face to face. You want to get that close? Because, you know, I'm studying now. And these people are not that innocent. You give them a little attention, you were not innocent. Oh, I need attention. No, no. They're doing this because I'm snitching on you. Oh, New York. This is how stupid they're gonna get. They wanted attention for a family drunk in a bar, fighting versus a soldier at home. Interesting how no matter what you do, you can't program me to. The way you want it. Just like in prison, they weren't. And it never will, and there's no habitual reaction. This all sounds like babble. Until, you know, I find the web at UE. And then I watch the Wambeers. You thought you were going to humiliate me, shame me, and I was going to commit suicide, and you were going to brainwash my daughter to her stepmom. And she was going to forget me because she couldn't even say I love you because she was stuttering and was controlling her dog. You people are stupid because you're not worth being around my daughter. Like, you're not worth being around my, or like, you're not even worth being around kids. The things that you turn into prison. No, see, no, I don't really care what you think. You can try to convince me of it. It's not happening. I don't care what sort of sloppy things you thought you said, you heard, you did, you know. You know, you didn't talk to my mom about me. You didn't investigate a family. You didn't do anything. You gave out information to a prostitute from prison. Y'all wanted revenge. You wanted information about a storage because you don't know anything about me. Nobody was in love with you. Nobody ever did. You had wishful thinking. Like they say in the streets, don't write checks. You can't, you know, don't write a check you can't afford. That shit, don't, that ass can't cash because, yeah, you ain't wanted. You never were at all. You know, these criminals think they can investigate people and they're career criminal. And that's all of them. And I will press charges. And I'm not worried about you because I don't investigate a lot at all. You're not worth investigating. You're just trash. I don't want you in my life, so I don't care. You know, another one in TDC, she reads self-help book. Tried to say I love you in class, and I found her letter on the record talking about I read PTSD, my mother, and you know, yeah, all right. You can, yeah, all right. Using this technology to exploit me at all. Because at this point, you did it in TDCJ, and I'm looking at you like, bitch, you're talking about the Army. Because, you know, I got friends in the Army. I'm protecting, and you're over here running your mouth. Never been in the military. You only work corrections. So you don't dare put their life in danger. Because these people here are jealous. I don't charge her up because it's not my jungle. That's the other one. I walk away. And then they exploit it on the internet. Image. I have copies for court. And then you resort to technology to cause somebody to look paranoia. Jody said they're going to make her hang herself. Well, Jody, that year you put, some, you know, she left TDC. That's the year I got there. And everybody says they're going to kill you. They put my name in. Trying to claim anything about me. That's a lie. Like, you're that thought of, or you're that important to judge, talk about, and nobody talks about you. You better be somebody, or completely, completely, like, innocent. Because in cases that I've seen, you don't talk about us with separation anxiety. Because you're right. No, Sociopaths need 9 to 5. They're disgusting. Especially when you don't never really been where or nothing in your life. Ever. You sound stupid already. I mean, nobody's to make fun of you. Because, you know, you all claim you have Jesus or God or religion, or you all claim you're Catholic. You know, that's going to be interesting. Because, you know, I did my search and it wasn't for you to try to lie and be think you're something and you're not. There's no blessing in which sex is included with me. That's where you got that wrong. I'm the wrong one. That's why I don't talk to swamp rats. And out of every race, you're probably the only one who doesn't get it. And typical, you know, daddy spells, like, you know, your daughter's name Jessica. So no matter what, I cut it. You know, you're not my friend, officer. Go fuck your daughter. Well, Mexicans in general, since you don't snitch. And then, you know, my ex-boyfriend, we're still friends. His new girlfriend's named Jessica. So we're forever together, no matter what. And when it comes to swamp rat, you can't take the, like, if you claim to have been important in my life and you weren't, and you lied about everything because you wishful think a wish you will never get. And I'm not claiming to be anything. This is how stupid San Antonio is. Like, you weren't worth that. Like, there are some people that have options in the world, and you were instantly forgotten. And there is not, it's not loyalty to you. I'm not going to let you use me. You hear this? If you try to come up with a picture and you were trash, you're trash. Because, you know, people have pictures, but, you know, they still talk to me. That means that we're still friends. You who might have a picture, that's gross. That's when I said, leave me alone. I don't do the Bear County dedicate. I don't do all that crap y'all do. At all. Like, when I say leave me alone, leave me alone. Oh, man. How pathetic. It's ended with, you know, the bottom of the barrel is the swamp. Nope. Because if you think you know me and, like, you had it like that, you don't. Because I wouldn't let nobody mope off me. I see people online, You thought you were going to program to ruin my life. And I am going to turn it in. Oh, actually, the rape crisis center, no. That's all y'all are, rape crisis center. That's it. No. You are not a blessing, a memory. You're not blessed. You're not even stud bras like you did. There's no show. There's no compliment. There's none needed from me because I never asked to claim that I acted a certain way in prison to take advantage of me. There was nothing sexual, nothing criminal about how I was studied. There's nothing needed from your trash swamp. Because everything they are, I don't want to be. So tell my sergeant, Sergeant Nettles, because, you know, they said the Army last at Texas Guard. Tell Sergeant Villarreal what happened. He's wondering, too, about my teeth. Do I show my Army picture? And then you? There is nothing going to be brainwashed. No means no. The fact that you try to make it about you and it's a lie. No. Uh-uh. No. And you trash TC, you don't own a race. The race doesn't want you. I've asked. Anyway. Trying to claim anything about me, that's a lie. Like you're that thought of or you're that important to judge, talk about, and nobody talks about you. You better be somebody or completely, completely like innocent. Because in cases that I've seen, you don't talk about us with separation anxiety. Because you're right. No. Sociopaths need not apply. They're disgusting. Especially when you don't never really been where or nothing in your life. Ever. You sound stupid already. I mean, nobody's to make fun of you. Because, you know, you all claim you have Jesus or God or religion, or you all claim you're Catholic. You know, that's going to be interesting. Because, you know, I did my search and it wasn't for you to try to lie and be think you're something and you're not. There's no blessing in which sex is included with me. That's where you got that wrong. I'm the wrong one. That's why I don't talk to swamp rats. And out of every race, you're probably the only one who doesn't get it. And typical, you know, daddy spells, like, you know, your daughter's name Jessica. So no matter what, I cut it. You know, you're not my friend, officer. Go fuck your daughter. Well, Mexicans in general, since you don't snitch. And then, you know, my ex-boyfriend, we're still friends. His new girlfriend's named Jessica. So we're forever together, no matter what. And when it comes to swamp rat, you can't take the, like, if you claim to have been important in my life and you weren't, and you lied about everything because you wishful think a wish you will never get. And I'm not claiming to be anything. This is how stupid San Antonio is. Like, you weren't worth that. Like, there are some people that have options in the world, and you were instantly forgotten. And there is not, it's not loyalty to you. I'm not going to let you use me. You hear this? If you try to come up with a picture and you were trashed, you're trashed. Because, you know, people have pictures, but, you know, they still talk to me. That means that we're still friends. You who might have a picture, that's gross. That's when I said, leave me alone. I don't do the Bear County dedicate. I don't do all that crap y'all do. At all. Like, when I say leave me alone, leave me alone. Uh-huh. Oh, man. How pathetic it's ended with, you know, the bottom of the barrel is the swamp. Nope. Because if you think you know me and, like, you had it like that, you don't. Because I wouldn't let nobody mope off me. I see people online, uh-uh. You thought you were going to program the rule of my life. And I am going to turn it in. Oh, actually, the Rape Crisis Center, no. That's all y'all are, Rape Crisis Center. That's it. No. You are not a blessing, a memory. You're not blessed. You're not even stud bras like you did. There's no show, there's no compliment, there's none needed from me that I never asked to claim that I acted a certain way in prison and take advantage of me. There was nothing sexual, nothing criminal about how I was studied. There's nothing needed from your trash swamp, because everything they are, I don't want to be. So tell my sergeant, Sergeant Nettles. Because you know they said the army laughs at guard, Texas Guard. Tell Sergeant Villarreal what happened. He's wondering too about my teeth. Do I show him my army picture? And then you? Yeah. There is nothing brain gonna be brainwashed at the same time. No means no. The fact that you try to make it about you and it's a lie. No. No. And you trash TC, you don't own a race. The race doesn't want you. I've asked. Anyway, I've known people for 20 years. Started at, we started at the bottom together. And they know I'm trying to better my life, and with the trash that can never leave the bottom, thought they could sweep. Then the ones that can't even appreciate being, told something normal. You're like their buddy, and I'm not entertained by these people in jail and prison. I see how entertained you are. Lots of people have been hurt because of y'all's entertainment value. Am not gonna ever associate, affiliate with that in which you try to brainwash. Because you can't say you feel used or you're a victim and you weren't thought of or wanted. And if you are, go prove it to somebody else, 'cause I don't want you. Every time this has happened, most, I can tell this always, it's happened to you and everything you talk about is a lie. I don't play house with PDC. It's not illegal to get your government document back. And you're not wanted in the way that you think. I can't believe so many cops that you, that's what y'all, that's the game y'all play. But I mean good cops, normal cops. And they're normal and I'm normal. The good ones, they turn away and turn the bad ones in. And that's your association affiliation. I don't have a right-hand man or saving somebody from TDC for San Antonio at all. You're gonna learn to stay away from me and my daughter. As I've had ex-boyfriends around my daughter, people, good people. I don't have to worry. I'm not gonna have trash around her. Jason's been around her. She used to play with his daughter in their room. She had a bed like a Cinderella. And he's just a better person. Alex, better person. I've known people for 20 years. Started at, we started at the bottom together. And they know I'm trying to better my life and with the trash that can never leave the bottom. Thought they could sweep. Then the ones that can't even appreciate being, told something normal. You're like their buddy, and I'm not entertained by these people in jail and prison. I see how entertained you are. Lots of people have been hurt because of y'all's entertainment value. Am not gonna ever associate, affiliate with that in which you try to brainwash. Because you can't say you feel used or you're a victim and you weren't thought of or wanted, and if you are, go prove it to somebody else, 'cause I don't want you. Every time this has happened, most, you know, I can tell this always, you know, it's happened to you, and everything you talk about is a lie. I don't play house with PDC. It's not illegal to get your government document back. And you're not wanted in the way that you think. I can't believe so many cops that you, that's what y'all, that's the game y'all play. But I mean, good cops, normal cops. And they're normal and I'm normal. The good ones, they turn away and turn the bad ones in. And that's your association affiliation. I don't have a right-hand man or saving somebody from TDC for San Antonio at all. It's going, you're going to learn to stay away from me and my daughter. As you know, I've had ex-boyfriends around my daughter. You know, people, good people. I don't have to worry. I'm not going to have trash around her. You know, Jason's been around her. She used to play with his daughter in their room. She had a bed like a Cinderella. And he's just a better person. Alex, better person. You know, I've known people for 20 years. Started at, you know, we started at the bottom together. And they know I'm trying to better my life, and which the trash that can never leave the bottom, you know, thought they could sweep. And then the ones that can't even appreciate being, you know, told something normal. You know, you're like their buddy, and I'm not. I'm not entertained by these people in jail and prison. You know, I see how entertained you are. Lots of people have been hurt because of y'all's entertainment value. I am not gonna ever affiliate with that in which you try to brainwash, because you can't say you feel used or you're a victim and you weren't thought of or wanted. And if you are, go prove it to somebody else, 'cause I don't want you. Every time this has happened, most, you know, I can tell this always, you know, it's happened to you, and everything you talk about is a lie. I don't play house with PDC. It's not illegal to get your government document back. And you're not wanted in the way that you think. I can't believe so many cops that you, that's what y'all, that's the game y'all play. But I mean, good cops, normal cops. And they're normal and I'm normal. The good ones, they turn away and turn the bad ones in. And that's your association affiliation. I don't have a right-hand man or saving somebody from TDC for San Antonio at all. You're going to learn to stay away from me and my daughter. As you know, I've had ex-boyfriends around my daughter. You know, people, good people. I don't have to worry. I'm not going to have trash around her. You know, Jason's been around her. She used to play with his daughter in their room. She had a bed like a Cinderella. And he's just a better person. Alex, better person. Okay, on my face, my head, I'm not untrustworthy as a security guard. So Tops Private Security, who put in the second time for me to pass for my license? Put in the paperwork. And be careful. We already know you had records and tried to switch them. I sent one to Louisiana because I went to go look for it. And then I looked again and to put a restraining order. And they changed it. So I sent it off. And he just so happened to be a public cop. I didn't know. And then I wrote you a long time ago to investigate certain things because it shouldn't be on my record. And I, you know, I report everything. And the identity theft, who investigated that? Because, you know, where's it going to lead back to? Watch what you do. It's your criminals from San Antonio. Because now tops private security. Tell New York. Well, how my social got over there while I'm in prison? And, you know, prostitutes are, you know, wanting to take over the world. They start adding audio from that in which I wouldn't talk to you. It's not about acting better. It's about being better. I've known better people in my life. I would never be around some of these people. You targeted me. Add that in there. I have all the documentation to describe it for me. I don't need your trash. I don't need to know them associated at all. You like to put my life in danger like you could ruin it. Because, you know, you gang stalk me. How did you know where I was at? So you're doing everything illegally. Go after your criminals. Leave me alone. I'm not the veteran you're going to get. You know, I'm well studied and I know everything. Go gang stalk your criminals and put them in jail. Because I have proof you're going after veterans instead of criminals. And remember mine also, in prison, they tried to computer egg. And my boyfriend can be seen. I'm looking in the window and my face looks like a computer. You tried to force it. Story, that's not true. Or a game I never played, I don't play. I don't want you. And I'm not going to help you or fix you. I don't want you. You know, me and my ex-boyfriend, you know, after 17 years, he went to prison for 10 years, and we never played again. So how are you going to claim to know me a few months that I played again? Nope. You want a reputation, and you don't get it. Audio. You can't try to computerize anything. Because nobody was playing with your emotions. When you have Hep C, you don't have emotion. You have Hep C. So that means you're not worth emotion. When you are not wanted in prison, you're going to the trash. When you don't have a home, a job, a car, and you've never paid taxes, you go to the trash. So if these kinds of people influence you to ruin me, it looks very obvious that you are, it's personal and you're sociopath because you don't know me to even have a conversation about me, like a full-blown conversation or gossip. Because, you know, right now, I'm sure in prison, it's mass puppet master going on because you've got to, but see, with puppet master, you in prison, you have to do that. They're all manipulators. They'll do whatever they're told. Like, they'll be like, believe in Jesus. Hey, go kill her. Believe in Jesus. Hey, say this happened. Do this for me. Because they're so codependent people. Like, you know. Oh, or they've never been around officers so close. And you're their friend. Like their mommy, they never had. And I didn't need that from you. Well, I will tell you, Sheriff Rowe, because I know this is being investigated. I sent it to even the Rangers because I want you to know, never trust a girl. Never even be a pen pal, TCJ from San Antonio, because they like pen pals. And they try to brainwash to go along with the scenario that, you know, I was, you know, some game, I don't know, they wanted to make me a game member. And I'm like, Khalif, he said no. I say no too. But San Antonio don't listen. Because, you know, the facility, as a program, because they were like, man, we're going to tell the future by all means. And they don't like to be mocked when I figure it all out. I, you know, No, nobody cares about any low life claiming to be brainwashed. Like if they had people in their life so significant, like I do, I have very important people. Everything about their life is so important. That's why I don't have to talk about an army for you to keep probing and probing questions. And then when they hear you, the criminals will do it. When the teachers do it, everybody keeps doing it. And I don't have to tell you anything about that. What is your business to want to know about the aunt, my aunt, my friend, or my anything? Anything at all? No. Does it make me a manipulator because I don't want to share my story of anything? Because I, protect their innocence. You're criminals. They are not. Nobody cares. Nobody's gonna save anybody. They start com with this computer. It's like they say they want a scenario here or a scenario here. What's happening in my life to force it, and you don't get it because it's not natural. See how it comes not naturally when you fuck it up. That's how unnatural this is. You're not meant to be anything to me. See how it ends real? Don't be that, people. If you're handsome and like you're don't push yourself on people. 'Cause if I walk away after observing you and what's going on and I'm not comfortable, no means no. Don't try to diagnose. Because I realize your cops, a certain kind of them, are made for those people. And for them to know, not me at all. Leave me alone. 'Cause this is gonna sound like babble to most until they know the story. Like they're losers. I'm not gonna know them. I'll let the judge know and the attorney. I have it all written down. I positioned my life for my daughter, and then you targeted me. That's set up. You don't belong in my life. Try at all. I have it written down. I have my job, my home, my car, my job. I mean, my hours. I did all the paperwork, and then right when I did that, they targeted me. They try to make their scenario come true, and it's not happening because you. I require much more in 6 months to 2 years than any of you. 20 years. I wouldn't drag a dummy with me. San Antonio, like I hear you like forcing people to stay, out of the city. How far do you force them? And then you force Mexican Padilla to California. And you said publicly, if anybody talks about me, oh, officer, may I ask you a question, chief, please? What if you're a security guard, a paralegal, a mother, and a veteran of PTSD, and you're at work in full uniforms, What if you get sexually exploited, harassed, targeted by cops and gang members alike because you gang stalk so much together that now they've gotten stupid? And it's not a setup because after jail and prison, that's retaliation. Is it little that you don't know me? Yes, the gossip of these girls has gotten to the cop. Now they just never shut up. That was high school game. And you're still pumping my face. And there's no story you're gonna be over here at the same time over there. But now this, everything that happened before, natural. Now you're trying to force it. Because the voicemail you left, you want to seem targeted? Call Russell Rush. I know you got some steady people. And then you have some that are so needy for attention, or they want, they. You know, they just want to sound like something that'll never be. Some people can be that. These trash cans. You weren't wanted. That's it. The reputation you want won't happen. I'm capable of so much more. But it won't be what us want. Ever. Never would be. You know, I don't even know if my roommate, who he ever hung out with or anything to say that, because his boyfriend was black at the time. I don't know why he would say Mexico if his boyfriend was black. Yeah, no. You can't expect a thing, because what you expected when you Bear County and your swamps were there was for me to pay attention to you in a way that I wouldn't. It made me uncomfortable. So I quit. I don't have to be uncomfortable at work. I've been around conservative people in my life, handsome, beautiful, and I'm naturally accepted. You can't torture me because they're not. That's not your life. It's mine. You can't expect it because they don't question me, label me, and these are people of worth. The fact that trash think they can do that. Yeah. And you're still pumping my face. And, you know, there's no story you're going to be over here at the same time over here. Now, this, you know, everything that happened before, natural. Now you're trying to force it. The voicemail you left, you want to seem targeted, call Russell Rush. Because I know you got some steady people. And then you have some. That are so needy for attention, or they just want to sound like something that'll never be. Some people can be that. These trash can't. You weren't wanted. That's it. The reputation you want won't happen. I'm capable of so much more, but it won't be what us want. Ever. Never would be. You know, I don't even know if my roommate. Who he ever hung out with or anything to say that, because his boyfriend was black at the time. I don't know why he would say Mexico if his boyfriend was black. Yeah, no. You can't expect a thing, because what you expected when you Bear County and your swamps were there was for me to pay attention to you in a way that I wouldn't. It made me uncomfortable. So I quit. I don't have to be uncomfortable at work. I've been around conservative people in my life, handsome, beautiful, and I'm naturally accepted. You can't torture me because they're not. That's not your life. It's mine. You can't expect it because they don't question me, label me, and these are people of worth. The fact that trash think they can do that. Yeah. How pathetic that you target me. You know, it's a government when a cop stands next to me, Snow White. Because, you know, your swamps aren't going to be, no, it ain't the same swamp rats. Because you're a gang member. You're not going to be anything to us. None of you want any control over our life, over happiness, over, you know, you want to know. You know, with the Noah, they're not worth knowing, people. So you can try to steal their identity. You could try to get to know their family that don't want you. So you could try to fit in because you don't have one. So you can try to impose or mope off somebody. Have, you know, want their stuff that they acquired working and going to college and like real college, not their swamp. You're trash, faggots. I never wanted, never happened. Whatever story you try to tell, it's funny how you live an existence of lies, the song. That's what you want, huh? No. Yeah. I would never let a swamp live with me. I want to tell Sheriff Rowe how they've tried to program me because after my rehabilitation, you're not wanted, you never will be. They try to program like an emotion when I'm when I'm around like certain people to make it sound, how does it feel? No. Of course, that's why you're bottom of the barrel. Because there is, you're not worth none. Because I'm not uncomfortable around white people. They're not uncomfortable around me. I'm not uncomfortable around black people. They're not comfortable around me. You know, Asian biracial. And there's no question for you to ask about you because you're racist and rude and ignorant and illiterate and disrespectful. And you expect too much entitlement because you just things you believe in and not us. Like, don't ever try to do that to me. It forced me to be comfortable around something disgusting. Because that's targeting to profile me. It's not going to work. And that's not for Mexican swamp rats. I didn't grow up like you, believe in what you believe in. You took advantage of me. So that's another reason for them to hate me. I hope they do. They're not wanted in Lubbock. Anywhere else but San Antonio. Or nowhere else but Blue Bonnet. You're not wanted by me, though. I quit. You know, all the targeted individuals I know don't want you. They don't want your swamp rat. No matter what you thought you earned, we don't want to look like you. We don't want what you are when you're nothing. You know, their parents love them just like mine. They have families just like mine. Me and them are similar, not you. Because you want so much to be like anybody else but yourself. And you are not targeted. Unless, you know, because we go to work and they pray for me and their prayers are pure, innocent. They're not yours, begging and desperate and selfish only when you're needing, you know, something from drugs or sex. And they don't believe in that Mexican gang stuff. Like, I don't either. They don't have candles and they're not feeding in and all that crap y'all do. You know, my case, and then to San Antonio, so none of this should have happened. It's just now, this is, you know, even parole played along. So try to come, try to come up with a story. And yeah, I'm gonna laugh. As everybody else. But they're not laughing at me. I'm accepted everywhere I've worked. I wasn't uncomfortable. You wanted them to label me the way you label me. You wanted them to judge me the way you judge me. And that didn't happen. And you can't try to program them. Try to program 24/7. Try to program the Grand High Resort. Try to program those that don't have, you know, who didn't know what was going on, like Century 6 Defense Group. Try to program emotions of whatever you impose or your trash does, because people don't want to even deal with you. They're judgmental people everywhere. It's called a boundary. Because, you know, I never hurt them and they never hurt me at the Grand Hyatt Resort. You are different. You hear my mouth? And this isn't from San Antonio or from somebody. San Antonio. Acquired personality through studying. Things y'all can't study. Because you gotta start, y'all kind of people gotta start in a padded room somewhere. And you are not targeted unless, you know, because we go to work and they pray for me and their prayers are pure, innocent. They're not yours, begging and desperate. And selfish only when you're needing, you know, something from drugs or sex. And they don't believe in that Mexican gang stuff. Like, I don't either. They don't have candles and they're not feeding in and all that crap y'all do. You know, my case, and then to San Antonio, so none of this should have happened. It's just now, this is, you know, even parole played along. So try to come, try to come up with a story. And yeah, I'm going to laugh. As everybody else. They're not laughing at me. I'm accepted everywhere I've worked. I wasn't uncomfortable. You wanted them to label me the way you label me. You wanted them to judge me the way you judge me. And that didn't happen. And you can't try to program them. Try to program 24/7. Try to program the Grand Hyatt Resort. Try to program those that don't have, who didn't know what was going on, like Century 6 Defense Group. Try to program emotions of whatever you impose or your trash does, because people don't want even deal with you. There's judgments of people everywhere. It's called a boundary. Because I never hurt them, they never hurt me at the Grand Hyatt Resort. You are different. Hear my mouth? And this isn't from San Antonio or from somebody, San Antonio. Acquired personality through studying. Things y'all can't study. Because y'all find a few gotta start a padded room somewhere.